From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Europe's migration crisis continues unabated. Hungarian authorities shut down Budapest's main train station today, stranding hundreds of migrants, mostly from conflict-ridden areas of the Middle East, trying to travel on to Austria and Germany. Police escorted the migrants out of the station and blocked their reentry. Authorities say more than 3,600 arrived in Vienna Monday as European officials try to cope with the world's its worst migration crisis since World War II.
Notre responsabilité à tous, c'est ensuite
Monday, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls said it's the responsibility of all Europeans to ensure the right of asylum. Those, he says, who are persecuted in their country, who face torture, who are oppressed, must be welcomed. Austria blocked a Munich-bound train at the Hungarian border Monday as authorities searched for human traffickers and questioned hundreds of migrants about proper credentials. The United States Monday expressed concern over the pending visit to China by Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir, who remains under International Criminal Court indictments for genocide in Darfur. Mr. Bashir expected to travel to China to take part in the 70th anniversary events surrounding the end of the Second World War. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
As you know, he's been charged with by the ICC, International Criminal Court, with war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide, and warrants for his arrest remain outstanding, and we strongly support the ICC's efforts to hold accountable those responsible for those acts. We oppose invitations, facilitation, or support for travel by persons subject to outstanding ICC warrants.
While traveling across Africa frequently, Mr. Bashir has rarely ventured so far as China. In June, he narrowly escaped a court hearing while in South Africa. He's expected to try to attend the UN General Assembly session this month in New York. This is VOA News.